AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says he doesn't want to extend the Iran ceasefire if there's progress in the next round of Iran talks. The president was responding to a question during a live telephone interview today on CNBC. The president said, quote, "We don't have that much time," and said Iran had a choice and they have to negotiate. It remains unclear when the ceasefire actually expires. Tonight had been the deadline when the pause was announced 2 weeks ago, but Trump told Bloomberg News the ceasefire would expire tomorrow night. Also during the CNBC interview, Trump confirmed he's considering a request from the United Arab Emirates Central Bank for a currency swap. This would help secure dollar liquidity for the oil-rich economy that's been rattled by the Iran conflict. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that Trump will participate in a Bible reading this evening.
President Donald Trump and many of his conservative Christian supporters are participating in a marathon Bible reading. The America Reads the Bible is being live-streamed, with President Trump scheduled to read an Old Testament passage that calls for national repentance. Critics argue the event is partisan, with a focus on Christian nationalism. A week ago, Trump drew rare criticism from his evangelical supporters for circulating a social media meme of a white-robed Trump appearing as a Jesus-like healer surrounded by patriotic symbols. Trump removed that image while insisting he was depicted as a doctor, not Jesus.
In Mexico, an armed man standing atop one of the historic Teotihuacan pyramids opened fire on tourists yesterday. One Canadian was killed and at least 13 people injured. A state official told the AP the shooter was identified as 27-year-old Julio Cesar Hassel of Mexico. He later died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is AP News. A judge is expected to sentence OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma to forfeit $225 million to the Justice Department today. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports Jeff Bezos' rocket company encountered a failed launch.
Blue Origin's New Glenn rocket is grounded after a failed satellite launch. The rocket blasted off from Florida Sunday. Blue Origin says a bad engine left a satellite in the wrong orbit, dooming it. The recycled first stage booster performed well, landing on an ocean barge several minutes into the flight. But the upper stage was unable to put the satellites into a high enough orbit. New Glenn launches are on hold until Blue Origin and the Federal Aviation Administration complete their investigation. NASA is counting on New Glenn to launch lunar landers for the Artemis moon program. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.